The command of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph brings down the Mishnah and Lamed Vav Amud Beis that there's a couple of things you can't do in Yom Tov because of Shavuos, and it's actually Mishum Mitzvah. It says L'makdishin, L'marichin, L'machrimin, V'lamagmirin Truma Ma'aser. You can't be makdish or be makabel erichin on Yom Tov. Now, why can't you do these things? The Gemara says on Lamed Zayin because Gzer Mishum Mekachu Memkar, these are daima to Mekachu Memkar. It's a transaction between you and Hekdish. You're being makdish something, giving it over to Hekdish, or pledging to give it, and therefore that's Aser Mishum Mekachu Memkar on Yom Tov. The Ran asks the following kasha. The Ran is in Shabbos and Daf Kufnun, and he asked a kasha from the Gemara over there. The Gemara says in Daf Kufnun and Shabbos that it's mutter lipsek tztaka l'aniyam b'Shabbos. You're allowed to pledge to give tztaka to aniyam on Shabbos. You could say, Hare I'll lie to give this money to aniyam, and when you pledge to tztaka, it's chal, it's like hektish. It's chal b'machshava. You make it a netter to give it to the aniyam. So why is that mutter on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? L'chai, that should be asa mishum mekachu memkar. It should be nichol in makdishim. If you can't be makdish to the base of mikdash, how are you allowed to be makdish and pledge mammon to aniyam? That's the kash of the Ran. And the Ran brings some Rabbeinu Chananel answers like this. He says, shloi asur ela lahakdish kli yadua, mishum demichzik mekachu memkar. Chazal only asur when you're being makdish a kli, you're putting a chalois of kedusha on a kli, on a specific object, because then it's daimah to mekachu memkar. Avaloi asur l'chayv adam atzim l'gavar b'dibura. But they never said you can't be mechayv yourself. That's not a problem. It's only a problem if you're makedisha. Makedisha means you're putting kedusha on a chayfetz, on an object. You're being makedisha chayfetz. That's done with mekachu memkar. But when you say harei zel tztaka or harei alai to give to tztaka, you're not being makedish a kli. It's a chiyav nagava. You're committing that I will give this to tztaka, and being that there's no kli, which anything is being chalan, that's not a problem in makedishin. That's only a chiyav nagava. In makedishin is only a problem when you put a chalos kedusha on a chayfetz. That's the teretz around being Rabbeinu Chananel. Now the Ran asks on Rabbeinu Chananel, he says it's tamu, it's a pella. That doesn't make any sense because the Mishnah says over here, in marichin, it can't be marichin yom tov. Now marichin, to do erichin, there's no chalois kedusha on a kli. Erichin means you say, erchi alai, I commit to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash. It's being mechayev yourself to give money. It's like a chiyav on the gab. It's mamish doimet tztaka. And yet we see that that's aser. So if you can't be marichin, if you can't give your erich to the Beis HaMikdash, it's hadr kushu adukta. Why can't you be, why could you be paisek tztaka? L'chayev being paisek tztaka is no different than erichin. As lashon is, it says, v'adayin ein erichli, da'in marichin, lav kli yaduhu, v'afilo achi aser. Ein marichin, there's no kli, no kedusha tzchal, anything you're just committing to give the your value to the Beis HaMikdash, and yet it's also L'chayr Tztaka should be the same thing. That's his kasha. Rabbeinu Chananel, he doesn't answer. But the Shulti Kibayrim in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Midapi Harif, says a Chiddush Nifla to answer this Rabbeinu Chananel. And he says it's not a kasha, because Erechon also you're being Makdash a Kli. You're being Makdash a Kli, and what is the Kli? The Kli is yourself, your Guf. You're being Makdash your Guf. When you say Erechon Alai, there's a Chalois Kedusha that's Chal on you on the Guf. And then when you give your money, your monetary value to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a pity, and you're being paid to the Kedusha B'Shal on your guf. As Lashon is, the Shloimeh, the Gam, Leimeh, Echi Alei, Havi Makdash, Shaper Kli, Yadua, Dahainu Gufa, your guf is the Kli. Gufa, Yma Atzim, Shu Makdish, Elo Shepodeo, Achagach, Miyad HaHekdash, B'Dmei Erechoi, but when you give your value to the Beis HaMikdash, that's like a pity, and you're removing the Kedusha from yourself, with Dami L'Mekachu Memkar, and therefore it is similar to Mekachu Memkar, Mashenkin, Mechab Atzim, Lassus, Kaf, Gok, Lavoy, Miyadim, Mashenkin, if you're being Mechab yourself to give to Tztaka, that's not Dami L'Mekachu Memkar, because you're not being Makdish anything. So Paltik Echidosh and the Shulti Gibarim is saying that Erechin is a Chalais Kedusha on the Gavar, you're being Makdish yourself, you just were Makdish yourself to the Beis HaMikdash, and when you pay the money, you're being paid to yourself and giving the money instead of giving yourself, and in Mela, it is being Makdish Kli Yadua, and that's why it's also Mashenkin by Tztaka, we're not being Makdish anything, it's just the Chiyav on the Gavra. Pelik Echidosh, how to understand the whole Musik of Erechin, and it needs beer, the Shulti Gibayim, as Nachonim asking him. Number one, we have a cloud that Adam Mikadosh, we can't be Makdish a person. What does it mean, the Kedush is Chal on a person? Also, you know, Tenach, if you're Makdish yourself, if you say Erech Chiyalai, but you can be Marech somebody else, you could say Erech Pleni to the Beis HaMikdash. You definitely don't have the kayach to put kedusha on somebody else. So that's also very hard to hear. Lefi the Shulti Gemayim, how could you ever be mayrich somebody else? So these are haras on the Shulti Gemayim. Ain't kam lakum laharich now. What the pshat is, baal kapanim, that's his gavaldik echidush, that erichin is a chalois kedusha on the gavra when you give the erich its opinion. And lefi that, he's miyashiv the shitas Rabbeinu Chananel from the kasha of the Ran, that it's only asid to be makdash a kli yadua, mashek and staka would be mutter because it's only a chayvas gavra.